T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:49 here on a Friday morning, September 20th. Now, three big things. Butler County authorities reported several dozen cats, some of them dead, removed from a home in Augusta. Police chase ends with a crash in East Wichita. Multiple cars involved, no one seriously injured. Six people shot in Washington, D.C., one dead. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Starting to see the traffic volumes pick up a little bit in Wichita, and already seeing one area where we've got a bit of a traffic slowdown going on. Eastbound Kellogg, and where we're looking at is eastbound Kellogg right around Seneca, between the Meridian Edwards exit and Seneca. Just some really heavy traffic there, and things running slowly. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain later today, at a high of 82 degrees, cooling off quite a bit from yesterday's high of 90. 20% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 70. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 50% chance for rain tomorrow, and a high of 85 degrees. Now partly cloudy, east wind at 3 miles per hour, and 69 degrees. Well, first, she had a toothache, but then a woman's skin turned blue.
This is House Call for Health. An aristocrat is sometimes called a blue blood. A woman who walked into a hospital emergency room in Providence, Rhode Island, was no aristocrat. But according to doctors, she was literally turning blue. The doctors write about her case in the New England Journal of Medicine. The 25-year-old woman said she was short of breath, feeling weak, and her skin was turning blue. Doctors learned that the woman had a bad toothache the previous night, and she had put a lot of benzocaine on it. Benzocaine is usually harmless, but when used in large quantities, it can trigger a sharp drop in oxygen in your blood. And that's what happened to this woman. Her blood was starved of oxygen, which caused her red blood to take on a bluish color. Doctors put the woman on a drug coincidentally called methylene blue. Her healthy red blood color returned, and she was sent home the next day. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stocks sputtered at the close on Wall Street Thursday after an early rally fizzled. The Dow fell 52 points while the S&P was essentially flat. The NASDAQ closed up 5 points. Banks and industrial companies were the biggest decliners, while healthcare and technology stocks led the winners. Microsoft rose after announcing a buyback and dividend increase. 6:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Recession? That's a question.
That's exactly how I wrote it.
There you go, bud.
You know, throughout much of the summer, we've heard analysts, journalists, and politicians warn of an impending recession. There are certainly some indicators popping up that were factors in past recessions, but where are we now? And what are some recession signals that we need to watch out for? Well, I thought I'd turn to economists for the indicators that they are monitoring and their efforts to plan for an economic downturn. Well, here are some signs. First of all, a sustained trade war with the world's second largest economy, China, would be a large factor in an economic downturn in the United States. The inverted yield curve, which means that short-term treasury yields or interest rates are higher than long-term interest rates, indicates a dwindling confidence in the growth of our economy. And if protracted, if it lasts a long time, it could be bad. If unemployment ticks up too high, that may indicate a recession or the beginnings of one. Economic output. If the difference between our output potential and actual, our gross domestic product grows, well, there's an indicator. Major drops in the stock market often mean we're already in worsening economic times or that we're about to. If housing construction dips along with demand, well, there's another factor. Keep in mind, you can't put your toe in that same river twice. The economy is dynamic, and even if these indicators were to reveal themselves, that doesn't necessarily guarantee a recession. Every situation will be different with different factors, and we probably won't recognize a recession right when it happens. We can know that only after it has progressed, you know, kind of like the Renaissance. They didn't know they were in the Renaissance until many years after it was over. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Now, my understanding is the definition of a recession is, what, two quarters consecutive or three quarters of negative growth?
A negative growth, yeah.
Shrinking or whatever?
Yeah, but those are trailing indicators.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
it's
what
already,
I mean?
Yeah, by the time
that
you
means
know
it's
that,
already, yeah,
yeah. By the time you know that, you're already in the recession.
Yeah, and those, that kind of a definition is sort of ambiguous. It we also say that an official market correction is a 10% drop. Well, there could be a 10% drop, and then 3 days later, it's back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So is that, was that a correction? You know, it's not a sustained correction.
And I don't know about the unemployment rate there, but if you can keep it around 3 or 4%,
three or 4% is historically amazing.
Yeah,
you know. So
all right, Donnell. Today is National Tradesman Day.
Okay,
honoring the men and women whose skills and hard work build America. Their skills,
yes,
keep it running strong. Scheduled dedicated to the professionals who maintain complex infrastructure of our roads, cities, water systems, and power grids. We salute the tradesmen today, the tradeswomen, I guess, too.
We should not only salute them, but we should promote what they do to people in school.
There you go.
So that they want to go into those trades, because
if you're willing to do it, there is money to be made.
Oh,
you,
man.
And how many people have come out of school and they didn't have a lot of education, but they had the drive and determination to make risks and go out and build their own companies?
Yes.
Things
oh,
like
yeah.
That?
No,
yeah.
I see it all the time. That's where a lot of wealth is created.
All right. Tradesman Day. Thank you, Don. Coming up here at 7 o'clock, we've got a complete look at today's news with Steve and Ted. Several people injured in a shooting in Washington, D.C. We've got the story on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.